Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Remember your baptism. Remember your baptism. It's good advice. You've probably heard it many times. I know I have. In my ministry, I've told people to do it many times. And if you haven't yet, they will come when you do. What does it mean to remember your baptism? How do you remember your baptism? What process should you follow? What thoughts should you think? What prayers should you offer? And that is not so often given out. Jesus, in our text today, gives us wisdom and guidance on how to remember your baptism. First thing, first key, remembering your baptism is to remember the one into whom you have been baptized. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, baptized into him who is merciful, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. This is God. It is not, however, you. The second thing you do is you remember who you were, what you were like. For sin takes the human heart, and rather than offering it up to God with love toward him and mercy towards neighbor, it takes the heart and twists it around, turns it into something jaded and broken, hard and dead. And yet God in his mercy did not look down upon you and find you something disgusting, something to be tossed away or burned or crushed. He himself took on flesh, entered into your world to find you and redeem you. God in his mercy sent his Son, who in mercy came. And he who was rich in all things in heaven and on earth belonged to him, became poor to take you out of the poverty of your sin and death and give you life. And he who was filled with all the good riches of heaven became hungry so that he might take you who was starved for the righteousness of God, the point of death, so that he might bear your hunger in his own flesh and give you life. He who heard the joy of the angels singing from time immemorial left the joys of heaven and took your tears, your mourning, your sorrow, your pain, your death into his flesh, so that you might not hear those words, "Depart from me," the most terrible, horrifying words possible, that you may not hear those terrible words, but instead you might hear, "Come, receive the blessing." You who had been seeking the good word of all men on earth, rejecting the good word of God, found a Savior who was willing to leave heaven and earth, where he deserved to have every knee in heaven and earth and under the earth bow before him. He left that behind and bore only the curses of men, calling out, "Crucify him." Set you free and give you life. This is what he did. You remember God, who he is, and you remember yourself and what you were, and you remember Jesus and what he did, what your blessed Lord Jesus did, so that you might know his blessing, so that you might know his life, that you might in truth know his peace. His blessings that he won for you on the cross were given to you in holy baptism, where he deigned to have you die with him on the cross by the power of his word, the Spirit working through the water. You died with him. He deigned to have you share his grave so that as he came out of that grave, you might live to new life with him. Remember that. Did it not? now you live. You may not see it, you may not feel it, you may not know it, but you live in Him by the power of His Word. By the forgiveness which He won for you, you are alive. And as you are alive in Him, you find that God is still merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and that you, as His child, are also to be the same. For that is the baptismal life. If you look at what the people who gathered to be baptized by John asked, they said, "What shall we then do?" And what did John say? "You who have two cloaks, give one to him who has none. And you who have food, do the same." And if you look at what happened after Peter's sermon, when 3,000 were baptized and the Spirit was poured out, and people gathered around the teaching of the apostles, the breaking of bread and prayer, how they gathered and they took what they had and they sold it, and they gave what they had to those who had none, and they lived together in simple trust that the God who gave His Son to save them would provide for their needs. And they feared not to take on the hunger of their neighbor. They feared not to take on the nakedness of their neighbor. They feared not to bear the sorrows of their neighbor, to stand with their neighbor, as he was rejected for confessing Christ. How about you? You are baptized, you are forgiven, you have life in the name of Christ. This is not merely words, this is truth. You stand and bear the hunger of your neighbor as Christ did for you. Will you willingly take the nakedness of your neighbor and your own flesh as Christ did for you? Will you willingly go and seek out the sorrows of your neighbor and weep with him as Christ did for you? Will you find those who are rejected for the gospel of Christ and stand up with them and bear the slings and arrows of the world thrown at you as Christ did for you? Will you indeed even go out and seek to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in such a way that others will say, "Who is this? What is he saying?" So they hate you for what you say and seek to exclude you. This is the baptismal life, having been forgiven, having been raised with Christ to new life, to walk in mercy as Christ walked in mercy. Then to look and to remember and to realize that you have not been merciful as He was merciful, and that your life instead was one where you fit the woes Jesus spoke today rather than the blessings. That your life was reflective more of the world rather than of Christ. And that when you had the chance to share, you hoarded for yourself. And when you had the chance to weep, you rather sought out laughter, forgetting those who cried. And when you had the chance to stand forth and proclaim Christ, you rather sought the way of the world so that they might speak well of you. Remember what Christ did for you and what he wants you to be. But then at the same time, you look honestly at yourself and you say, "My goodness, what have I done? What have I been? Have I despised the mercy of the Lord? Have I forgotten who he is and what he did?" Indeed, you have. The blessings of going and remembering these things as you remember your baptism is that you then go back to the beginning and say, "But God is gracious and merciful. He's slow to anger. He's abounding in love. And he has indeed washed away my sins, the sins which continue to haunt and trouble me all the days of my life in this world. Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me, for I have not been merciful to others. I have not loved you with my whole heart. I have not loved my neighbor as myself, and I justly deserve your present and eternal punishment." And then remember that you are absolved, you are cleansed, that you are clean, by the blood of Christ, and that the blood he shed once for all continues in a perpetual flood. Wash away your sins to give you life that never ends. You need to remember this because the devil will come and remind you of your failures. And he will come and call you hypocrite. And you will wrestle with those accusations over and over inside. And it is only by going to Christ and saying, "You alone can heal, you alone can forgive me, Lord, have mercy," that you are set free from the attacks of the evil one. And that you hear again the word of Christ, that he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in love. And as he has now forgiven you, you walk forward again, a new day. Share forth the mercy of God who has given you life, for you live in him, and he is merciful. That is good. How often do you do it? It's a daily thing. Every day you come and you remember God and who you were and what he did to save you in Christ. And you remember what he wants you to be and what you have been and yet how he forgives you. And you walk forward in a new day. Jesus gives us instruction on how we too ought to remember our baptism. And the final word of it all is to remember that he is merciful and gracious, that he gives you himself, and that he bids you come and kneel and find from him forgiveness and peace as he gives you his body and blood for the forgiveness of all your sins, that the joy of heaven may be yours, and that the peace of Christ that passes all understanding may guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus into life everlasting. Amen.